Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the gospel read earlier, particularly these words of our Lord. Who then is the faithful and wise servant whom his master has set over his household to give them their food at the proper time? Blessed is that servant whom his master will find so doing when he comes. This is the word of God. So, it's back to the grindstone. The heady experience of another symposia week is behind us, and it's back down from the mountaintops, from climbing the heights, back to plodding along on the lesser slopes. But that's not bad, because after all, most of the Christian life is spent not scaling the heights, but tramping the trails. And the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Rather, what sets you up for victory in the race that is set before you is not the rush of adrenaline, but the steady pace of faithfulness. And that's the way it is also with those who prepare for pastoral or diaconal work in Christ's church. It's quite easy to say, here am I, send me, when you're wedged in this sanctuary, shoulder to shoulder, among those who are great and perhaps not so great in Christ's church. But after they've all gone home to their heady callings, and we find ourselves left behind to our mundane routine of books and tests and papers, that zeal loses just a little of its luster. On this day, a day of St. Timothy, pastor and confessor, we find a word of encouragement to all would-be Timothys and Phoebes in the church. And it's just this: keep on keeping on. Steady as she goes. Do what you've been given to do, because it pleases the master of the house to find his servants at their appointed tasks when he returns. And you know, that's a hard lesson to learn, particularly when the urgency seems so great, because the times are so perilous. It's very hard to be content with business as usual. I mean, with over 6 billion souls out there in this dark world, and the majority of them headed for hellfire, it doesn't seem right. It somehow seems to be a waste of time to focus on things like the history of the church, or the conjugation of the verb luo. With godlessness on the rise, with the increase of wickedness all around, with distress of nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, with people on every hand fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, sometimes it seems to be a waste of time just keeping on. And so, apparent necessity becomes the mother of invention once again. New measures are brought forward to advance the cause of the gospel, to help the Savior's church to grow, to soften calloused hearts, and bring more in by any means we can. Whatever works is the constant refrain we hear. But that refrain is wrong, because today we hear the Savior's voice. The one whose coming we expect, and mind you, that coming at a time that we do not know. Two qualities he's looking for in the servants of his house: not frenzied or inventive, but rather faithful and wise. Maybe you've seen the bumper sticker, "Jesus is coming soon, look busy." Our Lord reminds us, however, in His word today, that human busyness is not the business of His church. Until He comes again in glory, no other gospel is given to the church to proclaim than this, that God was in Christ reconciling the whole world unto Himself, not counting their trespasses against them. And so you and I know no other gospel. We too preach nothing except Jesus and Him crucified. Oh yes, a stumbling block to many, foolishness to others, but to those who are called, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. So there is therefore one central task for those whom Christ puts into the office of the care of souls in His church. And that is merely this, to give out His gifts to them. To give them their food at the proper time, He says. And He says that He sets them over His household, mind you, not as dictators, but as shepherds. As C.S. Lewis reminds us, the command is, "Feed my sheep," not "drive my cattle, train my dogs, experiment on my rats." And the food that pastors set before their sheep is also our daily bread and butter, you and I. For what we need to sustain us is not some sugar high, but the very bread of life. He gives Himself to us in the glory and glorious reality in water, word, and meal, that you and I might have life in all of its fullness, both now and eternally. You see, what we shall enjoy for all eternity in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting finds its root and source here and now, in time, in the forgiveness of our sins for Jesus' sake. That's what we need, and that's what this world needs. And so for now, and till He comes again in glory, the Lord Jesus commissions men in His church in His name instead. He plants His word within their mouths so that poor, miserable sinners like you and me might hear His absolving word and, believing that word of His, receive the entire remission of all our sins. And that's exactly what the dying souls in this dark world need so desperately, day by day. So then, let's get this straight. It's just as we sang it. The words which absolution give are His who died that we might live. The minister whom Christ has sent is but His humble instrument. May their number increase, those humble ministers of His who hold forth His absolving word. For what the Lord of the church needs in these gray and latter days is what He's always needed from the days of Timothy until now. Not entrepreneurs or creative salesmen, but faithful and wise servants who will give out His food to His household at the proper time. And blessed is that servant whom the Master will find so doing when He comes. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.